We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chucky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can also catch us on TV on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 1st, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Cakesy? What's Jason up? Bishop's here.
Welcome to July.
What's up, Jay?
What's up?
EB's going to be off the next couple of days. His son is having surgery today, so we wish Stevie Bickle luck as he has his shoulder surgery. Cakes and Jason, I wanted to lead off just with a personal note. Yeah. Jason often laments that his kids are grown up. His daughter just finished her freshman year at Virginia Tech. He's got another one who's going to be a senior this year. And he always says, man, I miss those days. And there are amazing days and amazing moments. Mm-hmm. Last night, in the middle of the night, not one of those moments for me.
Well, just, what happened?
Well, I don't know why, but at about 1 a.m., Isabella just started screaming that it was too hot in her room. She started saying her tummy was bothering her, and it just was a five-alarm fire in the middle of the night. It happens every once in a while. It's been weeks. She's been sleeping through the night. Been weeks since it happened, but last night was just one of those nights, so I'm just not well-rested at all.
I know I know the reason why she was so agitated slash excited.
Why is
it's
that?
It's Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's right, July 1st every summer.
She can't help herself. She knows that Bobby Bonilla is getting that deferred payment, and she just couldn't sleep. She couldn't think about it. She couldn't stay asleep.
I must say, these days are fewer and further between, so they don't happen that often now that she's 3 years old. Like I said, it had been weeks since it happened. But it's just, you know, it's the middle of the night. You're a zombie at that point. And then you try and get her back to sleep, and you hope that it happens in a minute or two. It doesn't. Yeah. And it just ends up pummeling you and destroying you. And I couldn't help but think of Drab. He's going to have twins.
Yeah. By the way, can we see Drab and Valdez? There we are.
We're here.
Yeah, they're up. They're in the box.
All right, yeah, the zoom, whatever
just
you call it.
Just making sure the zoom, zoom, zoom with the boom, boom. Yeah, I was just making sure you guys
were
present. All right.
We're here, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing you're going to have to deal with, Drabby. And
Bish, are you listening?
Yeah.
Listen to me.
No, pay attention to me.
Doing that bit.
By the
I
way,
like it.
Sometimes people ask why I say that and where I got that. That's from, and Cakes loved the show too, back in the early 80s, early to mid 80s, The Young Ones on MTV.
Okay, right.
Rick. yes. Was one of the characters.
He was, yes.
And he always would say, pay attention to me.
I don't remember that. I'll have to revisit that at some point.
Pay attention
today.
To me, to Neil, or to Vivian.
Yeah.
And then it was Vivian, Neil, Mike, and Rick. They were four college roommates in London.
Yeah.
Just kind of down on their luck roommates, and they were just hilarious. But anyway, that's why I say that.
Got it.
So when I say pay attention to me, I'm just biting off of a Young Ones episode.
It's an homage.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, whenever JP talks about raising young kids, he makes it sound so miserable.
Nobody
never
talks
says anything.
About the highlights.
You never say anything silly. You just talk about what a pain in the ass it is.
That's the same way you guys talk about dogs.
No, we jock dogs all the time. Lurch and I do.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain aspects of owning a dog that can be a pain in the butt, but you know, 90% of it's awesome. I would say that same for kids. I mean, there's certain aspects of being a parent that suck, but you know, you just got to deal with it. But the good things outweigh the bad things.
I'm fully at peace with not having young kids anymore. Like sometimes, like I'll be, you know, walking my dogs with my wife in a park, and we see young kids, and for a fleeting moment, I might be like, that would be cool to have young kids again. But then I think I'm pretty cool with having my kids at the ages that they are now. You know, I don't need to go back to have like a 2-year-old at this point. Don't need it.
I'm not.
Drab, I think it's natural. Like you're a happily married man, but you don't often come over and talk about how you sat on your couch holding your wife's hand lovingly. It's just
I know,
not
but
what
I don't
do.
Go on the. I don't say my wife's a huge pain in the ass.
I just said that.
Just
it was,
keep that inside.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't say pain in the ass. I just said that it was one of those nights where I'm just not well rested because she woke up in the middle of the night. It's what happens with little ones.
I know.
It is.
And it's not that fun to, you know, if you wanted me to come on and talk about wagon rides through the neighborhood, it's just not that riveting. It's great. We have a good time, but what do you want me to say?
Well, look, once your kids are older and you look back on those times, that's when the fond memories come, right? So when you're in the moment and you're dragging your kid around the park and it's 95 degrees and she's crying, it's too hot. And, you know, that, of course, that could be kind of a nuisance, but when you look back, it was great because, you know, my oldest daughter drove down to Virginia Beach for 3 days.
Right.
And she's down at Virginia Beach with her friend and her friend's family, and she hasn't been in the house for 3 days, and she's going to drive back today 4 hours by herself. I just stress over it. I stress over the fact that she's not in the house.
Well, you have the app, though, where you track her, right?
Well, I mean, most parents do. I hope they do.
At what point do you stop that?
I don't know, when she's 35?
I guess maybe when she pays her own cell phone bill, right?
I have no idea. I mean,
because you're doing that with the cell phone. I've never done the tracking bit. Cakes, do you do the tracking bit?
I actually don't. I think my wife might because she has an iPhone and I'm Nubs team Android, and she can do the find my iPhone tracking bit, but I do not.
Yeah, I don't either.
So you don't ever worry about where your kids are, Cakes, when they're out and about?
I mean, I worry if they're out driving late. That's always like a worry in the back of my brain. But
right. That's
I
why
generally know where
app.
They are. That's if my kids are out late, 99% of the time I know where they are and who they're with. So it doesn't really tilt me.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, that's why we're different.
Mine has less freedom to begin with because she doesn't have a car. So
yeah,
I don't have to worry about that much. And
that's
she doesn't
the other
go out now when she's in New York at NYU. Then you worry, but you just got to hope for the best. I mean, it's kind of like what our parents had to deal with when we went to college. We went out, we partied, we did certain things. At some point, you just have to say, I did the best I could as a parent. Yeah. Hopefully, they're not a complete idiot.
Hopefully, they don't walk out in traffic after drinking 20 beers.
Even if I am in total control here, which I'm not, but if I was, once she goes to college and she's in New York City or she did a semester abroad in Prague and visited 17 countries, what can I do?
I know. Well, it's true, but you can still look, you could take advantage of the technology. If our parents had the technology that we have, there's a 100% chance they would have that 360 app or the Find My iPhone app or whatever. They would know where we are. I don't know. Maybe Mean Gene wouldn't. But I know my mom would have.
Yeah,
she'd want to know where I was.
Maybe your mom. I don't think my parents would.
I remember.
I just can't picture them figuring out the technology.
How about this? I remember I was dating a girl who went to Northwestern High School in PG County when I was a senior at DeMatha. All right, that was my high school girlfriend, my first real serious girlfriend. And I was
the
over
one that we knew,
and she was correct, and she was babysitting at a friend's house, and I'm pretty sure it was a summer night, and I went over there and I fell asleep over there. and my mother calls the house.
Right.
I don't know how she got the number.
What a buzzkill.
I think she called, she probably called my girlfriend's parents' house and found out what the phone number was, because obviously there's no cell phone. So she called the landline.
Yeah, but that was the days of yellow pages, which was for business, but also the white pages, you just had names listed there. So if she knew your girlfriend's last name, it's probably what she did.
Right, but it was the girlfriend's friend's house.
Oh.
So I don't know. I can't remember how she found it. But anyway, so she calls the house. It must have been 2 in the morning. I had fallen asleep, and she was worried sick. She goes, Jason, I thought you were dead on the street, like in a ditch, because I was supposed to be. I told her I'd be home at midnight, and it's 2 in the morning. I'm not home, and she's freaking out. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. She was crying, and I felt horrible, and I drove home, and I felt so bad. See, that's an instance where my mother would have tried to track me if she had the technology on the cell phone. One of the stresses of having teenagers, because I was 18 at the time.
I can see the advantage. I remember Cakes was the first of our crew to have a kid. And I remember us teasing him that they used that baby monitor well past Kurt was a baby. And
oh, yeah.
I think Amy would use it till the kid was 5 or 6 and a Joan, but we still have one going right now, and Isabella's turned 3. Now, we don't really check it very often, but it's still there. We didn't throw it away, and you know I like to throw things away.
Certainly. You like to minimize.
Yeah.
So you definitely worry about things.
It's just one of those things that Drabby will have to deal with in a few months. And believe me, it's mostly good. You'll be more tired than you usually are, but it's mostly really good. Lots of pictures. I always tell young parents, take lots of pictures and lots of videos, because you forget what their personalities were like, what their voices sounded like when they were that young.
Just snap your fingers, Drabby.
Yeah.
And it's going to be December. Blink your eyes a few times. It'll be Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have 2 kids. Two.
Then it's on.
Then it's fully on.
Did you 100%. Did you tell us you already knew what the sex was?
I should be able to tell you that very soon.
So you already know?
Yeah.
Ah.
I believe it's boys, but that's just a tingle. My tingle plays are usually not very effective.
How can you keep that from people? I'd be just jonesing to tell people. Must be hard. It must be hard to keep it away from us.
No. I don't know, because then you'll just get... I'm enjoying the peace.
Is there a reason why you haven't told us?
Oh, because we just announced it like 2 weeks ago. So
he's letting it breathe.
I'm letting it breathe a little bit.
Let it marinate.
Yeah,
have a big reveal.
What does live say? Building the drama or something?
Selling the drama.
Selling the drama.
Selling the drama.
Yes. Right,
we're waiting for the follow up. Building the drama. Hey, but I think EB has gone hardest on this in the past. Don't tell people what you're thinking of naming your kids.
No.
Just spring it on them when you've made the final decision.
I'm a fan of Marcus and Markeith Cahill.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I know, because if I name, my son Adam, everyone's going to say, well, I hate this guy named Adam. He's on the radio. I hate that name.
I always say you should honor the show and name your boy Ricky if you have a boy.
Ricky. Right. Ricky and Bruce.
How about Ricky and Richie?
Ricky and Richie.
Actually, I think you should, if they're girls, they should be Venus and Serena, even though they're not twins. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Ricky?
All right. I don't know. It's just so do you have like a date or a week in mind? That you're
my wife
reveal?
Actually said that she was going to put on Instagram later today. So
It's coming today.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Might be.
Happy Bobby Bonilla / gender reveal day.
I think it's going to be.
You should wait till tomorrow, because every time Bobby Bonilla day happens, it's going to be, that's also the day that we found out the sex of Drab's twins.
Yeah.
Right. So, Cakes, your daughter couldn't sleep because of Bobby Bonilla day?
Yes.
Is that what you said? I kind of missed it.
No,
he said JP's daughter couldn't sleep.
I was goofing because JP's daughter is so agitated and it was writhing around in bed. She's excited about Bobby Bonilla day happening.
Okay. Because Cakes and his daughter do weird sports bits, so I was confused.
Cakes not really weird bits. They like the Capitals.
Yeah, what is the weird sports bit that I do with my daughter?
I see it on Twitter. I'd have to think about it. I see you guys doing weird bits on Twitter all the time, talking to each other in like weird languages.
Ah, okay.
Right? Don't you do that?
I've seen the bits.
Yeah, he does something.
Oh yeah, the meemaw and the peeball.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do that. That's a weird bit.
Oh, I've never seen that. What is that all about?
I don't know. Like if I leave the house, I'll be like, "See you later. See you later, Mom." She'll be like, "See you later, peepaw." I don't even know where it originated from. It's just a weird back and forth that we have. That is correct. It's right. Not really sports related. It's just weird related.
Uh-huh. Sorry. I only heard like a quarter of the Bobby Bonilla story.
Gotcha.
Setting up the kazoom here.
So tomorrow we'll find out.
Pay attention, Drabby.
Yeah, pay attention to me. So tomorrow we'll find out if
I think so.
If Stephanie's going to release it on IG today.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're girls.
I actually just hope that the babies come out looking like Marcus and Markieff Morris, because then that'd be
a story.
That'd be quite a show.
That's right. The blockbuster.
If that were to happen.
Hey, you may never see me again if that happens.
That would make me slap all of the knees. All right, that would happen.
By the way, Eric thinks that it's a girl and a boy because he can't figure out what identical twins mean.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is a game show Wednesday. We're going to play a little junkie shootout today coming up at 7:40.
Get your questions ready.
For your chance to win a Founding Farmers gift card. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. It's the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up later in the program, we're going to talk to our pal Craig Lachlan, the Locker. About a month away now, actually less than a month away from sports getting in full gear. That includes hockey. Capitals, of course, are one of the 24 teams that will be in the NHL playoffs. They have a bye because they were atop the Metro Division when everything wrapped up prior to the pandemic. And so they're going to play in kind of a three-team tournament, right? Or maybe it's a four-team tournament.
I think it's a four-team round-robin.
Round-robin,
to determine their, you know, who they draw after the other teams face off against each other in their first rounds.
So we'll talk to the Locker coming up at 8 o'clock about where the Capitals stand, the return of hockey, how they're getting ready for the return of the NHL season. Don't want to miss that at 8 o'clock. John Buger, who's the founder of the basketball tournament, TBT, where it's a winner-take-all million-dollar tournament. He'll join us at 8:40. I saw that Jason's favorite player, Hasheem Thabust, is going to be playing in the TBT.
Oh, he is.
Oh, really?
He's trying to get his hands on some of that money.
I feel like Jason maybe did a blog years ago about Hasheem Thabeet and how the Wizards should target him, that he was going to be silly in
the
NBA.
I think he did. He may have.
I don't remember. I can't recall.
So hey, we'll talk to John Buger at 8:40.
It's okay. I did a blog talking about how I was in love with the Wizards' move of acquiring Randy Foy and Mike Miller and dealing off the number 5 pick, I believe, which turned out they could have drafted Steph Curry with.
Hey, you kind of whiffed on that one.
Yeah, sometimes you swing and miss. It happens. Hey,
and I was a Ryan Leaf guy instead of Peyton Manning at the time. Look, things happen.
Everybody makes a wrong call here or there.
Right.
What do you want? We're not perfect.
You think the Memphis Grizzlies are bitter that they took the beat and one pick ahead of James Harden?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I wonder if they're pissed about that.
So we'll talk to John Buger about the TBT, which is going to be coming up, the winner-take-all million-dollar tournament. He'll join us at 8:40. And Matt Verderam, NFL lead writer for Fansided.com, will join us at 9. Right now, though, we'll dive into the Junkies sports page, which, of course, is sponsored by our great friends at Van Meter Homes.
My great friends, but yes
they are your great friends. That's true.
Go to VanMeterHomes.com today, and you can let their family build a home for yours.
They've extended the deadline on the Spike Mendelsohn package that they've partnered with Spike Mendelsohn. He's a professional chef and a lifestyle expert, and they're offering all these great packages in their homes through to now July 31st.
Spike Mendelsohn likes his partnerships because I believe he partnered up with the great gym, the St. James.
That's right. That sounds correct.
So go out and get yourself a Van Meter home, and you'll get some packages for free going to July 31st. All right, so I guess we should just start off with the negative because the world is just an awful place right now. Mm-hmm. Just is.
I mean, it's just the news. I don't know if it's the negative. It's the reality.
Well, you only hear the negative, so that's true. The news is just going to tell you the negative anyway, most of it. But Dennis Dodd wrote an interesting article. I don't know, Drabby, if you want to try and book him for tomorrow. But Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports wrote an interesting article yesterday talking about college football. And we all want to see college football come back on time without any interruptions, but I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, a University of Illinois computer science professor, his name's Sheldon Jacobson, did some research, and he came up with some data, and he told CBS Sports that he expects 30 to 50% infection rates of the approximate 13,000 college football players competing in FBS this season. All right, so you just do the math, 30 to 50%, just based on the COVID-19 data of deaths of young people, he expects 3 to 7 deaths in that 30 to 50% of the 13,000. And he said, if you get even one, he says that could possibly just shut down college football. Now, I'm not sure that I would agree with that, but you never know how schools are going to react, how the media is going to go crazy with this. If you have 13,000 kids, and you know most of these college football players are already back on their campuses kind of working out. If they're not back yet, they're going to be there soon. You know, we've heard all the numbers with Clemson and all the some of the southern schools of the positive tests. Anyway, so just based on the data, the CDC data, it estimates one death per 1,000 people who have symptoms in the college age group of 18 to 22. And then you take into account the range of medical care provided for football players, the death rate would be a little bit lower than the actual general population, but I guess it only takes one kid, maybe two kids, and a school freaks out and they just shut it down.
Well, like I've said for weeks, I'm with you, Jason. I'm not so confident with college sports. I do think the professional leagues are going to soldier on. There's just too much money at stake. Some of these players we've heard in the NBA, they need their paychecks. Some, like Ryan Zimmerman in Major League Baseball, can afford to walk away. But there are some players in the professional sports that they need their paychecks. In college sports, college football in particular, I just worry about the liability issues. And I'm not savvy enough to know, but I'm sure that what the universities worry about is if there's a death, let's say, of one of their players, a wrongful death suit comes, and they could lose millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. We'd have to get a lawyer on the show.
Well, couldn't you argue that some of the schools and cities need the sports to survive as well?
Yeah, I mean, what happens if a program shuts down and they really can't afford to give scholarships anymore? What happens to all those kids?
It's going to be super unfortunate. I mean, it's terrible. But here's my thing, Valdez. I think that you can make that argument. All I'm saying is on the other side of the argument, let's say there's a death because of COVID-19. On the Alabama football team. Well, those parents are going to probably want to sue Nick Saban and the university for not taking care of their child and not going through the proper precautions because their kid got COVID playing football at Alabama. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what the universities are worried about.
But can a kid die from a number of things. It could have a heart attack on the field. It could,
of course, but look.
I mean, the kid at Maryland died. There was a lawsuit. Maryland didn't shut its program down.
No, but they did settle.
Well, yeah, but they didn't shut it down. I mean, they didn't stop their season.
Right. I'm just telling you what they're worried about.
And here, no, I understand. I agree with you there. I'm just trying to give you alternate, you know, other options, but or other examples. But here's another question I have. All right, so some of these programs are probably, they're so worried they might shut it down this year or certainly cut the season down. What happens if there's not a vaccine until next winter? Are you going to have the same situation in college football next year?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
how can you go back-to-back years with no football? There's just too many people affected. There's too much money involved. You're talking about the NFL and the NBA and the NHL. There's so much money in college football. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the information changes all the time. I think overall cases have gone up in certain places. Hospitalizations have even gone up in some places. But the death rate overall has been coming down. So I think it all depends on where we are as a country, where those universities are and certain states are when it comes to are people dying from COVID-19 like they were 2 months ago.
Well, I think that, and he brings up a good point, you know, and we've talked to Dr. Mayer about this too, but, you know, big overweight offensive linemen's at risk. And I'm sure you're going to see it. I'm sure there's going to be at least one college football player that dies from it, from the effects. But
you'd hope not. I mean, younger people are much less likely to die.
Much less likely.
But you said one out of 1,000. It just takes one out of 1,000.
One out of 1,000. Yeah. And if that one out of 1,000 passes away from COVID, what happens?
But like I said, I think that less people overall are dying for a couple of reasons. Maybe the coronavirus is waning, but also over the last couple of months, there's been time to figure out how to treat it better. Those in the hospital are more prepared for the COVID cases, so less people are dying, it seems.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting article if you want to read it.
Yeah, no, Dodd is great. We've had him on the show. Dodd is not an optimist about the upcoming college football
season.
Sounds like
he's
a
bit of a pessimist.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a glass is half empty type of dude.
Well, he's not the only one.
Yeah, I know.
There's a bunch of people writing about it. Here's the other thing. And, Drabby, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Can a school require kids to sign waivers or the family members, to the parents to sign waivers for their kid, protecting them from COVID?
I don't know.
They might have to shield themselves from, you know, 100 lawsuits if people start coming down with it or unfortunately die because of it.
Mm-hmm.
They may make them sign them.
Well, from what I learned, waivers mean nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say
in this day and age with everything going on.
I was going to say, especially in a big group setting where there's pressure for all the kids to sign it. Now, all those kids are over 18, but I'm sure they wouldn't be bulletproof.
This says lawmakers introduced bill to block colleges from liability waivers.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so let's move on. kind of also COVID-related, I'm sorry, but Major League Baseball and the Players Association have developed an extensive manual to aid in the task of resuming play in 2020, which should start, of course, later July, July 23rd. New York Yankees GM Brian Cashman and Cubs GM Jed Hoyer both said that under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, teams are not allowed to divulge the names of any player who tests positive. So, you know, let's just say Juan Soto tested positive. You're not going to know. In fact, Major League Baseball also said that a team will not even specifically announce a COVID-19 injured list placement for a player. They're just going to say it's an injured list trip.
I don't have a problem with that. Look, that's kind of how our society rolls. Like if Cakes goes to the doctor and they find some sort of medical issue with him, it's private. It's not announced to the world. Nobody should be able to get in that into his medical business unless he chooses.
Stop
he chooses to put him out.
Stop so you want that over there.
You want that for the same thing for Major League Baseball. The difference is, let's say Max Scherzer is the pitcher who comes down with coronavirus and you're wondering, well, where's Max? And all of a sudden he's not there when he's supposed to start. He's not there in the bullpen. He's not there with the team in the dugout. Everybody's going to ask, where is Max Scherzer? So it probably will come out or people will use their brains.
Right. You're going to
figure it out.
You're going to know who has it.
Unless the team just lies and says, yeah, he's got a shoulder issue. I don't know if they're allowed to do that.
Okay, they shouldn't do that either.
Yeah. But, I mean, the NBA, you're finding out who's tested positive. And now, maybe that's because the player's announcing it.
Right.
And the team is not. But the Pelicans just announced some player. I guess the Pelicans didn't reveal the names. Yeah. So I guess the team is not allowed to do it. The player can. Although the PGA Tour is announcing players who are testing positive. So it's different from each league, I guess, each sport. And speaking of the NBA, Adam Silver, he did an interview on Time 100 Talks, and he was asked if there's any chance the NBA doesn't go to Orlando as planned due to the surge in coronaviruses. And he says, never full steam ahead no matter what. One thing we're learning about this virus is it's very unpredictable. And he says, basically, I'm paraphrasing, they're testing daily, and if the numbers are outrageous and out of hand, then there is a chance that they could just shut it down.
But they're on track to have a season. Overall, they're on track. I mean, yesterday, like you mentioned, the Pelicans had three players who have mm-hmm. COVID. The Nuggets, I guess, were hit hard. We've talked about the Nets, who I think have five guys. But it seems to me like in the NBA, they're going to put out teams. They'll sign, guys from the G League to play to fill out rosters. They're going to have the playoffs.
They're going to put some sort of product on the floor. And they're going to make every attempt to do that.
And I keep mentioning the money thing on this Bobby Bonilla day. We should focus on player contracts. C.J. McCollum, who I think is the vice president of the NBA Players Association, mm-hmm. he said months ago that he believes a third of the players in the league, where they average well over $5 million a year, he believes a third of the players live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah,
so they're going to want to grab those paychecks.
I completely believe that.
Well, so
that
do I.
That number might be low.
A quarter of the junkies lives paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, so there you go.
The other thing I liked about the NBA, did you see? I don't know that I liked it, but I found it interesting that Silver also talked about them probably going tape delay. I don't think it's going to be a major tape delay, but they know that without the crowd noise, it's much likelier to pick up, the cursing and trash talking.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, everyone curses. Every teenager curses. All right, kids don't curse. I doubt Isabella's cursing around the house.
We wish we could curse on this show. We're so desperate to do it.
I don't know why it's such a big deal. I mean, all right, there's certain words you certainly don't want to hear, but, the whatever network that they're airing on, TNT, ESPN, whatever, can always apologize. They do it in golf. I don't think it's a big deal. But, yeah, you're right.
By the way, when do you let cursing slip? Like, we all knew curse words probably by the time we were in fourth or fifth grade. And when you're in school, you'll use that type of language. But when you're around your parents, you never could, right? Mm-hmm. But I've noticed my teenager, my 13-year-old, he started sliding in those F-bombs, and then I correct him.
Oh, he has.
Yes. He's just started sliding them in casually, as an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let him get away with it. I'm like, dude, you can't say that in the house. But, I mean, he'll be entering eighth grade next year, so he's finished seventh grade. I mean, that's how kids talk.
Oh yeah, he's getting close to high school. I mean, it's almost uncontrollable.
I mean,
when did you stop enforcing that?
I still don't want to hear it in the house, but I know that my teenager, especially my 16-year-old, I just know the way she talks around her friends. I mean, I can just imagine it's the way we talk.
Right.
She needs to learn how to respect your house and not use it in the house.
No.
Trust me, if you put hot sauce on their tongue or soap in their mouth, like I had
soap in their mouth, play the old man.
Like I had growing up, they won't drop an F-bomb in the house.
Soap in their
mouth. What I'm saying is they don't drop it in the house when I'm around. I just know that when they're with their friends out and about,
of course,
that they're just dropping it left and right. I just know it.
Like Dylan will just drop it in, like Cam Newton signed with the Patriots. Holy effing S. Did you see Cam Newton sign with the Patriots?
Oh, that's a shot.
Look at that potty mouth.
Yeah. Hold him down and pour hot sauce in his mouth. That'll fix him up real quick.
Pour some Texas Pete's.
Yeah. I don't know what they put in mind, but I remember my tongue was burned to a crisp. I mean, it was peeling and everything. Yeah, I learned my lesson.
I don't know if my mom ever did that. Maybe once she put soap in my mouth, but... Look, I was a latchkey kid, man. I was hanging up on myself when I was 8, when my mom was either traveling the world or out at happy hour.
Yeah.
So, and I rarely had babysitters, so I was
sorry. You said that name a million times.
I know, but I'm not sure we should say his last name. But yes, that did happen.
But you're the one that has said it. How else would I know that kid's name?
I know, but what I'm saying is I was probably dumped when I said it.
I doubt it.
But yeah, Jimmy, my neighbor, and I staged the break-in because we locked ourselves out of his house and we freaked out and panicked and so we had to get back in the house and we staged the break-in and we called the cops.
You smashed a window to get back in.
Yeah.
And you need an excuse.
And his parents came home and said, "What happened?" And we said, "Well, the house was broken into, Mr. F." Okay, let's call the cops. The cops come and they split us up and they basically just caught us in a lie.
Right. You're both at separate terrible stories.
We had different stories. I was like 12 years old. Basically, they gave me a lie detector test right there on the street.
Andy Sipowicz took out his notepad and he broke you down.
Yeah, I was so, and my mom was so bitter. She wouldn't let me go to, there was a like a school function, like a field trip to a Bullets game at the time, Bullets. She said, "You're not going to the Bullets game." I was salty. I cried for days.
Man, you had better field trips than we had.
Yeah, a lot of learning.
Basketball game.
Yeah, a lot of learning at the Bullets game.
I never got to go see Rick Mahorn when I was a kid. Rick.
No, we didn't go to the museums in D.C. We went to the Bullets games.
All right, remember, a little bit later in the show, I'll give you a chance to win that Founding Farmers gift card. We're going to play Junkie Shootout on a game show Wednesday coming up at 7:40 here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So some news yesterday that I think we're all kind of creepily looking forward to. It seems like we may eventually see the Robert Kraft video of Kraft getting hooked in the massage parlor.
I don't know that I need to see that video.
Have some sort of morbid curiosity to see that billionaire go in and throw down whatever it was, $50 or $100.
Now, why are we going to see the video?
It seems like the case is just kind of moving down the road. I think a lot of people expected that it would eventually come out anyway.
Well,
I'm that interested in watching that video.
Well,
maybe
I'm
in the minority. I don't know.
The Matt and Matt show might be hosting a watch party.
Oh, really? They're very interested.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, are you? Well, I can't remember. Did he actually go through with the act, or was he just caught kind of before it happened?
I think there was an act.
Yeah.
There was?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was at the Orca Day Spa. It's just, I don't know, I do have a little curiosity how a guy who's that rich just walks into like some dive in a strip plaza and then plops down.
Here's
50
why.
Bucks.
Everyone, one, because he's horny. Two, he thinks he's not going to get caught. He just thinks he's going to go in and, you know, he's going to hang out with Howard Johnson for a few minutes.
Right. Yeah.
And then he's going to pull his pants up and then he's going to leave and life continues. Well, his life is silly.
It doesn't matter how much money anyone has. You're always looking for a deal. You're always looking for something on sale.
He just wanted some strange.
Were they running a special? I mean, I think it was probably just a standard price, right?
I don't know, but $50 doesn't seem very expensive.
A guy who's worth $4
billion. I don't know. It's the same reason we watch any of these sex tapes. It's not to be titillated. It's just for, like, the inside peek into their lives.
Yeah, and, I don't know, but it's a little different when it's an old man. I don't know. And by the way, the girl he was with is a 1.5.
Well, aren't they all these girls?
Probably.
I found out the last
year. Wait a second, Jason. I'm a little bit – it's a little weird to me that you just said that you're not interested because it's an old man. So if it was some 25-year-old stud, you'd be psyched to watch it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it was like Justin Thomas doing it. Yeah, I'm more interested. I don't need to see.
I think I sell it.
I don't need to see Bob Kraft and his sagginess.
Don't you?
Hey, just personal preference.
But I'm sure if it is released, I'm sure I will watch it.
We'll probably make you watch it. But didn't he do that on the day of the AFC Championship game?
Think so. And then he flew. Yeah, then he
got hooked and then got on a private jet and then flew to Kansas City.
And didn't he do it twice? I believe I'm reading the story that the cops say they have two different videos.
Right. Didn't he go like the night before and then he went the morning of?
I think so.
So he double dipped.
Yeah, I don't know, Cakes. That's a lot of waiting and security lines at the airport. I don't know how he did that.
Yeah, it's a lot of TSA time.
Yeah.
But for the people that do, and I want to open up the phone lines, you can use a fake name, okay? You can be anonymous. Do they go through the actual massage? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do they get, like, their muscles worked out? You know, they work on their hamstring, and then they, and
oh,
then.
I don't, I mean, I've never done it, but I have to think, you're going in, you plunk down your money, there's no massage, and as Rick Valdez would say, you get down to business.
I'm sure if you really wanted a massage. Like,
it's a build-up. I would think, look, if you're putting your money in, you're supposed
if you're going there for that purpose, you don't care about getting your shoulders rubbed.
I don't know, but I just always assumed that was kind of the cherry on top.
It's got to be like the worst massage in the world.
Right.
You know
they're not professional.
Yeah, those girls.
She's not a professional masseuse. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, it's not like they have hot stones in the back.
Okay, but you might
she just
as well.
She just knows how to do the Howard Johnson.
Well, no. I'm going to disagree with you, Valdez. I mean, I'm not saying that they're the best in the profession, in the massage world, but there are many people, I'm assuming, in those same spots like the Orchid Day Spa that are actually just going in for a massage. And then there's a percentage of horny dudes that want to get hooked.
I think if you're the Orchid Day Spa, everybody in the vicinity knows what's going on. Yes.
No. I remember.
Yes. They don't go. Nobody's going in there for a legit massage. Right. Everybody that walks in there is getting the same treatment as Robert Kraft.
We need people to call in. I don't think every person is just going in and saying, this is what I want. I want to get hooked. I think there are people that are actually getting massages. And my point is, if I decided to go the Bob Kraft route, I'm going to get a massage first. And then we can add that on. That's the bonus. Like I said, it's dessert.
I don't think that's the way it operates.
You just think people are going straight in and 100% of the people.
Yeah, it's like a turnstile. They try to get them in and out as quickly as possible.
People know. They just know what that place is all about.
All right, I just called a friend of mine and woke him up to get details.
Oh, you know somebody?
This guy's a huge pervert. I won't say his name because he asked me not to.
Have we ever talked to this person before?
I think so. You guys know his name for sure.
Okay.
He says that when he goes, he gets a full massage.
See?
And that when they flip him over onto his tummy, or I guess his
back.
Tummy, yeah, his back. Yeah. They start rubbing his shoulders, and then they just kind of work their way down. But he says usually it's already... he's already tipped for it because they ask him when he gets there what kind of tip he's going to give.
Okay, so it's already established.
That's what it's all
so
about.
I think that's when they know.
Yeah, when you're a donkey, you go, 20%. They know not to flip you over.
Yeah. You say, I'm tipping 250%. Then you get the treatment.
But I found out ever since this Kraft video came out, since I started asking people in my life, which maybe says something about me, guys go to these things all the time.
Right.
I almost thought it was a myth. Like these things didn't really exist. But I know numerous guys that this is how they find their
outlet.
Their release. Now, I hang out with a lot of losers. But apparently it's quite popular.
I guess so.
Well, I remember when this first came up, and maybe nobody's calling in right now, but we took a bunch of calls, and they kind of went through the whole protocol of how they walk through the doors, how they put money in a certain spot. But what I didn't remember was whether they actually got the massage first. I'm telling you, Cakes, why wouldn't you? A little build-up, man.
All right, but
Do you just go in to kill with your wife, or do you
make the massage probably lasts about 3 minutes?
My wife isn't a hooker that just got shipped over in a shipping crate from Thailand. It's different. It's a completely different thing.
Anyway, we may not see the video. I think what's going on right now, Jason, the reason why it's kind of resurfaced is I think it's going through some sort of appeals in the court system. So the original ruling was on the side of Kraft and keeping the video private, but it's gone to an appeals court.
Gotcha.
All right, we got a couple derelicts who want to chime in. Let's take a break, and then we're going to hear from some donks. Again, you can be anonymous, 800-636-1067, who can kind of take
everyone's
name the routine.
How about this? Everyone who calls, your name's Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, for Bob Kraft.
John would be more appropriate.
Well, yes, it would.
You're the John or Bob.
All right, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.